from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Well, no coach today, but he did bring in his A-team, replacement team, DOC and DD, in for the coach who... I understand there's some world-class event over in Morocco that at the last moment he decided to throw his cards in the deck. So we wish him well on that venture. And what kind of miles do you think he has chalked up by now?
I'll tell you what, he has a hell of a lot more than I do.
Oh, my God, all of us combined. I mean, he just... Man, the mileage that he puts up, but it's all good. Well, how lucky are we? I mean, in this list, this is the list time of the year. This is the time you can kind of stretch out, unless it's an Olympic year. And you got qualifying things going on. We got a lot of action. And, of course, with the soccer, the beautiful game is going on. And your boy checked out a half of Colombia and Brazil. And it's just so physical, and I don't know why it's not interpreted as one of the most physical sports we have. Dude, there's more contact in that than a lot of NFL games I see now, especially NFL practices. I'm just amazed at how much physical contact there is in soccer. I was blown away. I didn't realize, I mean, it's not like I'm consuming hours and hours upon hours of it, but there's no, I mean, with no padding, and it's just, they are fearless with the contact thing. So I was impressed by it, as impressed as you can be by a 1-1 game, and the patience, and the crowd. I mean, it factors in. Largest, most enthusiastic crowds in all of sports and waiting for a goal. You got to love it, man. And then the W. It didn't set a record, but it was close. Crowd of 20,000 in Vegas. In a place where, I don't know where you stand on this, DD, but when you get people to go off the tables, off the entertainment, all out of the pools, out of the clubs, to go watch a sporting event? Women's basketball, they pulled it off. Aces Fever, over 20K, second largest crowd ever. And good basketball. I mean, you can call it, I don't even call it hype. It is what it is, man. People are coming out in records, numbers, and they're getting a good product. And I just think, I mean, we can, when you are a star or people come out to see you, and I liken this to music stars, do we ever talk about rock stars, country western stars, rappers that are on a torrid tour going from city to city and having energy, do we ever discuss the wear and tear on their bodies plus the addition of this, what they add to it? Have you ever had a conversation with Kevin about how they feel, how they're holding up?
Never. I've tried to get him to talk about Taylor Swift, but he never takes the bait.
Yeah, but look at the energy. I mean, just look at what she does. And we never discuss it. Ever. And I'm watching last night, I'm going, is Clark Asia? I mean, watching, do they ever get the right to say, you know what, tonight's just not my night? Her shooting was off the worst shooting night I've seen. Her passing is some of the best ever. They can't handle it. They can't help her. She'd have double the assists if they could finish. They can't finish. But they're better than they were the last time I saw Vegas play them. And it's not like nobody has a gun to my head to watch it. It's enjoyable. Competition is for real. And it's real. And then Angel Reese, shout out to her, joining Caitlin on the WNBA All-Star squad. Nothing fake about it. Getting the double-doubles. And luckily, we are mature enough now to accept that there's more to the game than scoring. Because we really don't want to acknowledge the dirty work. I mean, Rodman had to dress up like a drag queen in order for us to really give him his due. Would we really have given Dennis Rodman his due had he not dressed up like a drag queen? Really? I don't think so. I think he forced us into, man, this dude is a weirdo, but my goodness gracious, he's balling out. I'm just saying. Rudy Gobert, now he is getting paid. He'll make me eat my words because his offensive game is, hell, I could maybe match his. And I'd be awful in the paint. I'm just saying. So there's some good things going on that I see right now in the W that's not fake. Taurasi, man. My God. Ageless wonder. A lot going on. So what really did anything knock your socks off last night? As I notice how I avoid the obvious. I didn't even hardly sleep. I cannot believe the curly W's. You know, my whole system functions off. When they win, I'm just nearly unstoppable. And when they lose, it's hard for me to even get out of bed. It's like I'm dragging. I cannot believe it. Shout out to the crowd, man. A lot of energy. I mean, good deal. And we're just not closing out the games. And give the Mets some credit. It's not like they're bums. They look at a better record than we do. Did you get a take on that?
They were bums at one point in the season. You know what happened?
I know.
They played this team, and then they started winning again, and now they've been winning a ton. I mean, losing sucks.
Oh, man.
But losing in the 10th inning when you give up 5 runs in the 10th inning?
I know.
That was ready to throw my TV out the window.
Yeah, it was tough. I was wondering if you were there. I thought maybe you might have been there with Rizzo, you and Kevin up in the GM's box watching the game. It's just, again, that's how they do it. They have so many pluses. But this, you know what I love about our latest attraction? Wood demeanor. Is he the smoothest young dude you've seen in a minute?
Smoothest young dude since a guy that wore 22 on his chest here.
Really? That's saying something. He's smooth, man. He's not. If his blood pressure is elevated through this, he should be in Hollywood. Because I love the fact that this dude, he just plays like he's done this before. This is not over his head. And I'm not against the emotional guys either, but this dude, I mean, he doesn't get fazed by it. Makes contact. Making contact is important because he's not striking out. Obviously, he's not going where we'd like to have it go, but he's making contact, playing in the left field where my understanding is that that's the least amount of activity he'd had in the minors. He was playing center and right. But it's baseball, and he doesn't look uncomfortable. But the dude is physically imposing. We finally have one. It's an alien. I mean, it's an alien. And, it's, and we see it. You watch other teams. And there's so many good things I like to say about him. But this kid is not good. And I don't like it. So is that the one thing that kind of – was that your rim rattler?
Yeah.
Over the fact of watching the Curly W's?
That was the rim rattler. I am not as good as you are when it comes to watching soccer. These soccer tournaments do next to nothing for me.
You think I was going to come on this show today when Mr. Soccer is not here? You know, and Mr. Hockey, and walk into his arena and not at least be armed? You got to be kidding me. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Oh, I can only hear him right now. Stop it. Stop it. But no, I mean, it was, when they say beautiful, it is a beautiful game. I get it. I get it, man. When you can do that without you, I do love it, but it requires patience. And I respect how physical it is without wearing any kind of gear or wearing anything. It's amazing how much physical contact that gets into it. So we've gone about 12 minutes and haven't mentioned the obvious yet. Tariq Al-Bashir will join the show today. Just an absolute stud. I mean, what a lucky guy. In his wheelhouse, and the sport is never fails him. And the Capitals are in a movement, too. They're making things. Do you sense that? I know there's an emphasis, OV, the record, and all that. And I'm good with all of that, but you know the record doesn't give you wins, right?
Right, right.
You can be in last place and break a record.
Correct.
That's not what we're looking for. I'm not looking for that. I can tell you that right now. I'm just like, that, and I don't think he is either. He's a winner. He's going to get all that. If he's going to get it, he gets it. But that's not my priority. I like the fact that it appears that the team is making moves to be competitive and to win. And it's almost like a changing of the guard because he's bionic. The rest of the guys who are playing with him are mortal, and they're falling to the wayside like normal people their ages do. Your body shot. But this dude's bionic. So he's like LeBron. He just built that way. So I think Ovi is capable of anything, Tariq Al-Bashir. And then somehow, some way, I got to admit, all I did was call him up and say, hey, look, Kevin would like to know if you would like to be on. And they said, oh, absolutely. What time? I haven't told him yet. He's not here. David Aldridge. Can you believe it? We have the king of all media and the NBA lurking. We've gone now 14 minutes. I wonder, should we do it before or after the break? We've not mentioned a name yet that has been circling all throughout the sports cycle. We haven't mentioned his name yet. Should we mention it now or after the break?
I think that was a perfect tease, so I guess we got to do it after the break.
Okay, well, that's it then. We will mention a name we haven't mentioned yet that everyone else has talked about, has had some comment about. It's really the name that's probably been mentioned more so than anyone other than you know who. Back in a moment here. Sheehan is out. DOC and Double D bringing it to you right here on Team 980.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There we go. Listen to the line, 301-230-0980. And the name that we have yet to mention is one Bronny James, who spoke. He can't win. He's in a no-win situation. Unless you see this in a way that I don't, how does he win? What can he say that you're going to buy? Can't win.
I don't know. I think he can say a couple of things. Like I actually, when he has spoken, I enjoy some of the things that he says. It's when everybody else speaks on his behalf where then the losing starts to take in here. I think if you're just honest about the situation, look, I was a good college basketball player. Not a great one, but I was a good one. I have upside. My dad's LeBron James. I'm with the Lakers. If you're honest about these things, everyone is going to be like, all right, well, at least you're honest.
So where does a heart attack come in? See, this is the thing that I don't quite get how people can discount. He didn't have a turned ankle. I look at this guy and think, well, he's got some bionic traits because he recovered from a heart attack and squeezed out the rest of his collegiate campaign. Didn't quit, didn't come, you know, and did that. So he was disadvantaged from that standpoint, but didn't make that the factor. Just kept grinding. Kept grinding. I know he cringes every time people mention his numbers. And we mention it, but we don't put the asterisk by it, saying, oh, by the way, he was hindered by a heart attack. But nobody's going to feel sorry for him because his last name is James. And he also said this was not one of the things that he required. And I thought that was important. He did not ask for this. This was his papa's request. Do you believe that? I do. I do not think this was his desire to be on the same team with his pops. What say you?
I don't know. If I'm 20 years old or however old he is, I don't know if I want to be hanging out with my dad all the time.
There you go.
I think I want to experience the world a little bit. I mean, he's lived in Ohio. He's lived in Los Angeles. Those are two, like, polar opposites. I'd like to experience the world a little bit. Maybe go to Dallas. Maybe go to Phoenix. Or what if Toronto? Take my ass to Canada.
Yes,
like,
yes.
I would want to experience some things outside of the realm of my dad looking over my shoulder. No matter how great your relationship is with your pops, when you're 20 years old, you don't want to hang out with them 24/7.
Yeah. I feel that way. Don't know if we're right, but I do have a take on it. And I think he's handled it as well as you can. I love the fact, suppose he were just a shooter and didn't have any defensive elements to his game. He'd be in trouble because if he missed, he's useless. This guy can come down. Now, how good he is, that's going to be determined. But he at least has the attitude. I don't know if he's locked down, but that would sure help him a lot. Because they got lucky in the draft. They need a shooter. And he's got a nice shot. But I don't know if we're saying prolific three-point guy.
He needs to speed up his release. It takes him a day and a half to get a shot off.
Yeah, well, that dog won't hunt. Not in the NBA.
These guys are too fast. You got to come quick with it.
Because I'm certain, how much pickup has he played against D. Wade, and Bronze Boys? So it's not like he's going to be in all these dudes. He's done been down. They have a court in their house. So they've been hooping it up. This kid grew up hooping up against these dudes. That's not going to be a problem to him. None of that's going to be a problem to him. But, in size, well, the third pick in the draft, is a little bit taller. And they say he's small. But he knocks down that three ball like nobody's brother. So we'll see. It's going to be interesting. But he finally spoke. People say he didn't look like he was happy. How would you look if you was drafted to a team where everybody assumes it's an inside job? Now listen to LeBron, who signs today. How fake was that? People making it like he wasn't going to do it. Of course he was going to do it. But I think the stain of not being able, not that it was theirs to close, but I think that not being able to close another prolific three-point shooter whose father just happened to play for the Lakers and is the color analyst for the Lakers, to me, that is another sign that the Beverly Hillbillies is real. It's real. They're no longer viewed as a flypaper attraction. It's more like the Beverly Hillbillies. I can't see it any other way. Unless now, I can understand not wanting to play for your dad, but not wanting to go to a team where your dad's on a microphone? Are you kidding me?
Everybody recognizes the train wreck that organization is.
I don't think everybody does. I wish you were right. I would hope that you're right. We'll ask the dean of all sports, David Aldridge, at high noon. And then I just think there's a lot of activity. We mentioned the Curly W's. How about the Capitals? Are you pleased with the direction? What do you sense? I sense an aggressiveness taking part right now by the Caps.
I mean, I like the moves that they made. You're going to kill me. My priority right now is getting Ovechkin over Gretzky.
No, I'm not. No. I'm not going to kill you because that means we're scoring goals. He can't do it without scoring. So, no. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's not a selfish thing. The more he scores, the better our chances are to win. So I think that works well with us. Now, Ovi's also so physical. No, I ain't mad at him at all. Because it's not like the winning record they're after. It's a scoring record. And that's going to help you. But I just think we're getting a little long in the tooth. It's okay for him because he's bionic. But the rest of those mere mortals, you got to flip it. And it appears that they are integrating new blood. I can't help you in that category because I don't have a lot of background. Ken Beatrice says I don't have the resources. to scout hockey all over the world. But I tell you who does, Tyrik Al-Bashir. And he will join us at the top of the hour. And then we'll figure this bad boy out and listen to him. I do know this, that farm club up in Hershey, and if you listen to the rooster, Crock-a-Doodle-Doo, he has taught all of us that'll put our ear to the ground. We do have structure. At least there's a plan. You know, it's almost like Rizzo and the Nationals now. I feel comfort in that I realize there's a plan. And now for the first time since I haven't had hair, I feel like the Commanders have a plan and are headed in the right direction. Can you believe this?
It's about damn time.
Well, it's okay, but better late than never.
Better late than never. But you said it's the first time since, you know, since back when you had hair. It's the first time my life ever that they seemingly have a plan that they are following.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's. Hey, man, it's been long. I mean, it's been. Do you realize we have so? You know, our fan base, I know, is headed in the right direction, and is that there are people that have never, ever seen success. Now, Ba's an original canine, and he says, question, how you prideful, Lakers, let James' family destroy your franchise because Bronny stinks? Ba, you know you my dog, man, pure canine. This kid doesn't stink. Kid is solid beyond that, and I think he's got a legitimate energy, will defend you, got a nice shot, plays hard. Well, if we go 10, 11, 12 on anybody in NBA Beach, who else meets that criteria? Most of them do. That's what you want, right? You think Bronny stinks, DD?
I don't think he stinks. He definitely needs to work on some things, but I think there's upside.
Yeah, no, I'm just being honest. Bob's my dog, man. We go way back. We don't all ever have to agree. It's better when we don't. But as long as we come to a meeting of the minds, we say, oh, you know what? Because either I'm going to say, you know what, you're right. You're right. Or I'm going to say, I'm going to dunk on you again. Either one of us has got to come hard to the glass. The other one's going to block it, or either we're going to score. That's it. That's what we do. We play in pickup, verbal pickup on our own. That's the fun part about this. I'm going to try to shoot over you. You're going to try to block my shot. You're going to try to shoot over me. If not, this is boring. I don't do boring. So we're going to compete at this. That's the way we're going to do it. LeBron resigns at 2 years, $104 million. Oh, the NBA. How can you not love this? They throw these numbers around, man. Do you think about these numbers? Do you think about Denton Day signs for 2 years for $104 million?
Hell yeah, I think about it, and I think, man, life is unfair. Like, man, I should have worked on my jump shot more. I wish my dad was taller so I would have been taller. There's a lot of things
not about the size
that goes
not about
through.
The size.
Well, I wish I was
Nate
athletic.
Nate Archibald. You know, you weren't willing to put the work in.
I was not willing
you
to put the work in.
You were playing video games. So you were working on electronics. You know, Ohtani, I am so glad as a man who has stock in Dodger Blue that he will not participate in the Home Run Derby. Thank goodness. I feel like a manager. What manager wants his ace pitching in the All-Star game?
None of them. Although they do the All-Star break well where they get time after, but I don't care how much.
I'll give you one batter. Okay, I'm like throwing out the first pitch kind of thing. Man, no way in you know what. But these pitchers, man, and this is what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Denton's got a beautiful game plan for you today before we go to break. Top 10 clutch quarterbacks. So you had to throw clutch into it. Because the moment you threw clutch into it, I busted out in tears laughing. Because I know that my dear friend and Kevin's dear friend. We share a friend mutually, our buddy, Clarence Goldsboro Jr., a.k.a. Cowboy Clay. And when you put this out today, I screamed. I know Kevin would have, this is going to be hilarious. I got a shout out before we go to break to my new hero. I got a new hero. Did I tell you that?
No, who's your new hero?
Paul George. Paul George.
What, you're idolizing a thief?
Dude, that takes skill. It's masterful skill. I mean, James Harden was my poster boy, right? But this dude, now. And now we're in a culture. And you know what? I'm starting to really accept and understand the culture. It's strictly about getting paid. I'm going to lose this battle. I've been in tug of war over winning versus everything else. I'll admit, I'm probably going to lose this because I cannot believe what's going on in our society and in all this hoopla. We're worshiping people for different reasons now, and I don't think it's going to change. So like every scholar in our history, you have to just adjust. And I'm going to attempt to adjust. Because I'm convinced now, really, very few people give a damn. This is so superficial. This is such crap that people are selling and people are buying it. They're buying it like it can't stay on the shelves. And I told you, Ayuk, who I like him as a player, but we have some people on our staff that have helped their agent just blow this thing up, which I think is so crazy. I told you, it's a scam. It's all PR. Now, I'm sure for sure he won't stay with the 49ers. Who would want to leave the 49ers? Are you serious? I'm not talking about front office. A player. First place team. Super Bowl bound on. Are you for real? You can really talk somebody into that? You must be high as a kite. Anyway, we'll deal with that. And I'll tell you why Paul George now goes into my special category. Because he's done it again. This is the Kevin Sheehan Show. DOC and Denton Day in here plugging along. You can take advantage. You can join us on the Team 980 listener line at 301-230-0980. I have finally put up the flag and say, okay, I get it. You guys win. It's all about the Benjamins. Back in a moment.
Major League Baseball, Nats lose to the Mets 7-2 in 10 innings. Robert Garcia on the mound in that 10th. He got beat up. 5 runs come across the plate for the Mets. He takes his 3rd loss of the year. They're back in action tonight at Nats Park. It'll be Mitchell Parker on the mound for the Curly W's. WNBA, Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese headline the WNBA's All-Star team. They'll take on Team USA. In the NBA, LeBron James signs a 2-year, $104 million deal to return to the Los Angeles Lakers. Big-time shocker, said nobody. And as doctors mentioned, Shohei Ohtani won't participate in the upcoming Home Run Derby, citing he wants to focus on his rehab and get right for the second half of the season. And that's what's trending.
Oh, yeah. Love the vibe. Coach Sheehan, we believe, is in Morocco. And, you know, hey, when you roll like he rolls, anything is possible. DOC, Denton Day, here with you. Team 980, and always good to be home. That is a good thing. And it is somewhat list time. And before we went to break, I was mentioning that I just had to put my new poster boy is at the top, and you took a little humor in that, that I was going with Brother George.
I think he's a finesse king. I think he is a finesse king that swindled $212 million out of our guy, Josh Harris. I cannot imagine why in the year of our Lord 2024, you look at Paul George and say, this is the guy that's going to get us to a championship. Now, Philadelphia is becoming a bit of a train wreck of an organization, I must admit. I'm happy that Josh Harris was willing to spend, because there's going to become a time soon with the football team where he is going to have to spend a little bit in free agency. I just hope that I hope that Adam Peters can convince him to spend on better players when it comes that time here, because the Paul George thing in Philadelphia, good luck.
Yeah, it's the guy has everything. And I didn't just come to this realization. I'm going back to the bubble. When, what can't he do? He can do everything.
Who, Paul George?
Yeah.
Playing the playoffs.
Well, there you go. There you go. The one thing that the Claw has over him is that the Claw has, I'll never forget when he got hurt, I guess, in the Golden State game. I watched every second of that game. I can remember it vividly. Paul, now this thing with Embiid, love Maxi, love his energy. I just thought glad that it kind of worked out for him. Tobias Harris, I thought was going to be that guy. Not so sure about that. But how does Philadelphia now get out of the fact that, how do they not make this work?
There's so no the strategy. Excuses.
Yeah, well, to me, it's almost like, reminds me of horse racing so much. The horse is really important, but I'm not totally convinced that the jockey is not a 50-50 proposal. I used to believe it should be 80-20. The horse should be 80-20. If you got the right animal, the animal's just a beast. Now I'm not convinced that way, because we have seen prospects not being able to run from certain lane positions. There's a lot more strategy involved in winning these races in horse racing. Well, then in basketball, there's a lot of other things that have to be involved in it. What day he shoots, he can get to the cup, he can defend. Why isn't that working for him? Does he have big games in the biggest moments?
Well,
he
gave himself the nickname Playoff P and then underperformed in the playoff. One, I don't think you're allowed to. I think anytime you give yourself a nickname.
He didn't do that. He didn't do that.
He did
do
that.
You sure you lying on him? You not lying on him?
No, he gave himself the nickname Playoff P.
Come on, man. I didn't know. G from the shop. What?
And you can't give yourself your own nickname. That is exactly the opposite of the premises of how nicknames work.
Yeah, you can't do that. You can't do that. Oh, man. That's crazy. Another guy that's out there who's a Trojan is DeMar DeRozan. I like his game. Yeah, what do you feel about him?
I'm a big fan of DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
Now, I don't know where he fits. He doesn't want to be in Chicago. Can't really blame him, given the way that organization has been operating the past couple of years. I just don't know where he fits if he wants money. If you want to take an MLE, you can go to Los Angeles. You can go play with teams that don't have a lot of cap room. But if you want to get paid the way that, like a Tobias Harris got $25 million per year. In 2024. Add him to the list of finesse kings in the NBA right now, because that dude has been average at best over the past 4 years.
Yeah, he disappointed me. I would have lost on him, because I thought he was built the right way. I really did. And I am just, I cannot believe that it worked out the way it has with him. But he's a Trojan, and I mentioned that. And so he's used to the L.A. tax, he's familiar with it. Somebody's going to have to take less to be with the Hillbillies. But he might.
It feels like we've been tying him to Los Angeles for years. And obviously he's from here, so there, so get it. But he's just, the Lakers have now had the Klay Thompson thing for years, swing and miss. DeMar DeRozan for years, and they have swung and missed every time he has been readily available for them to go and get. It's almost becoming, I know you are a proponent. You wave the flag for the purple and gold.
Well, but I said it's over. But I've said that I wouldn't advise this to anybody. I'm on record. They should sell the team. The franchise cannot succeed being run like a country store. It's like a country, what do you call those, supply store. They've missed the window of opportunity to me. They're mall-paw, and everybody else has gone corporate.
They should not have given LeBron a no-trade clause.
Well,
that's in his contract. If you want to restore that organization to a level of promise that it was at with Shaq and Kobe and Powell, Showtime Lakers that you were a big fan of back in the day, you got to blow this whole situation up. Trade LeBron, trade Anthony Davis, get a butt ton of picks. The same way that OKC has done, that New Orleans has done. By the way, OKC, they might win the chip next year, coming out of the West. Great offseason for them. You can't be the LeBron James Lakers. If you're the LeBron James Lakers, you're in trouble.
OKC, you can't compare this to L.A. It's the Lakers aren't. They can't. It's a whole different thing. 301-230-0980 is the number. Do we have a moment to get a little on? Before or after the break?
No, we got time to get Little on.
All right, let's go to Little. Little, welcome to Team 980.
Shout out to Denton Day. Hey, man, I was telling Denton Day, man, it's time somebody to check the Curly W, Mom, Davy Johnson, man. I didn't see it happen to this. This ain't just the last two games, Dr. Denton. This has been going on for a couple of years, man. He's so busy trying to prove to people that he make moves as a managerial, but man, we was winning on talent. Man, this guy, man, going there, I just seen him pull his pitcher, man, a many times when he got the lead. He don't even wait till he get in trouble. At least when you're on your home field, Doc, when you're on your home field, man, you at least try to get by your sit-up, man, sometime. Go right to your closer. Come on, man. Young boy got 10 strikeouts, man. He ain't losing the game. We up 2-1. Same thing with Gore. He did it with Gore the night before. Go begging him, man. Leave me in the game, man. It's somebody's time. Hey, look, also the hitting coach. What team can go through a whole damn season without laying a bunt to advance the runner, man? Come on, man. That's why I say bring up all the young boys because they're unorthodox now. Bring them up so they can become orthodox players. Bring them up. I don't care about winning now. I mean, hey, the next 10 years, man, it's frustrating, man. Yeah,
it is.
I mean, somebody got to start checking David Johnson, man, pulling these pitches, man. Hey, Doc, I know the big boy, BT, said, I'm going to get off the line. BT, when you got large hands, that's why you can palm a ball with three fingers. And the first thing a real woman, when they shake your hand, they notice you got some hands on you. That's how they judge your manhood, BT. Let me let you go on that, Doc. Hey, God bless y'all. Stay up,
right,
man. He said something about that. He says about my last name, Little. But if you Google James Little, you'll see I was the only one that played in the third annual Turkey Bowl. We lost to Coolidge. But, Doc, I recorded two safeties in that game. We lost to Blue. I played. We lost to Coolidge. The third annual Turkey Bowl game at RFK State. I don't think it's not one caller calling in that played on that field. There you go, BT. Google me, man.
BT, hey, are you talking about Big Tony?
You know what I'm talking
about? Who is BT?
You know, the BT.
Oh, okay.
BT.
All right.
Yeah, he said something about my last name. Yeah, he went after you. Let him know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he came at me. Google me, BT.
All right, good deal.
Hey, Doc, God bless y'all. Stay up, man.
It's Turkey Bowl. Yeah, I've been to it. Frank Price, he turned me on to it. It was a great tradition. That was a lot of fun. Denton Day, DOC, here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. And a lot of lists going on. The quarterback list is going to be fun. All of the lists are kind of cool. They really are, because you can't go wrong. That's the beauty about a list. The list, I kind of like the time of the year, because you can't be wrong. You can have an opinion, what you think, what you like, and not be wrong. So it's going to be a lot of fun. But at the top of the hour, man, a little puck talk. I don't know how much talk it's going to be. I know it's going to be a lot of listening and learning, because when Tariq Al-Bashir talks, I just listen. And so maybe Denton Day will be chopping some things up, because he's a guy that really is versed in all areas of the show on the ice. I just like listening and like learning when it comes to that. So Denton, get your gear on, get ready to roll. Because when we get back, it's going to be like that. Yeah, one other thing for you too. What was it? Maybe it was that the top 10. Oh, yeah, it was. Not quarterback, but clutch. And I want to get your definition of clutch. Does everybody's clutch mean the same? I think there's some gray in that. And we can smooth that out. Top 10 clutch quarterbacks. And I started that when I got off track with Goldsboro, because I don't know how any Cowboy quarterback can ever be in this category. And I'm not trying to be funny. I'm serious. I just don't know how you can ever be in this category, but we'll see. Something tells me, I haven't even looked at it yet, but something tells me that it will. It will house one, but we shall see. Kevin Sheehan Show, Team 980, Doc Walker and Denton Day, right here on Team 980. It is, I just continually I'm impressed with the app. The Odyssey app, Denton, I know you're all over it. You have no other choice. We live on it. But I am.
Oh, yeah.
Love the vibe. Coach Sheehan, we believe, is in Morocco. And, hey, when you roll like he rolls, anything is possible. DOC, Denton Day, here with you. Team 980, and always good to be home. That is a good thing. And it is somewhat list time. And before we went to break, I was mentioning that I just had to put my new poster boy is at the top, and you took a little humor in that I was going with Brother George.
I think he's a finesse king. I think he is a finesse king that swindled $212 million out of our guy, Josh Harris. I cannot imagine why in the year of our Lord 2024, you look at Paul George and say, this is the guy that's going to get us to a championship. Now, Philadelphia is becoming a bit of a train wreck of an organization, I must admit. I'm happy that Josh Harris was willing to spend, because there's going to become a time soon with the football team where he is going to have to spend a little bit in free agency. I just hope that that Adam Peters can convince him to spend on better players when it comes that time here. Because the Paul George thing in Philadelphia, good luck.
Yeah, it's the guy has everything. And I didn't just come to this realization. I'm going back to the bubble. When, what can't he do? He can do everything.
Who, Paul George?
Yeah.
Playing Paul the playoffs. Is,
well, there you go. There you go. The one thing that the Claw has over him is that the Claw has, I mean, I'll never forget when he got hurt, I guess, in the Golden State game. I watched every second of that game. I can remember it vividly. Paul, I mean, now this thing with Embiid, love Maxi, love his energy. I mean, I just thought glad that it kind of worked out for him. Tobias Harris, I thought was going to be that guy. Not so sure about that. But how does Philadelphia now get out of the fact that, how do they not make this work?
There's no strategy.
Yeah, well, you know, to me, it's almost like, reminds me of horse racing so much. The horse is really important, but I'm not totally convinced that the jockey is not a 50-50 proposal. I used to believe it should be 80-20. The horse should be 80-20. If you got the animal is a beast. Now I'm not convinced that way because we have seen prospects not being able to run from certain lane positions. There's a lot more strategy involved in winning these races in horse racing. Well, then in basketball, there's a lot of other things that have to be involved in it. What day he shoots, he can get to the cup, he can defend. Why isn't that working for him? Does he have big games in the biggest moments?
Well,
he
gave himself the nickname Playoff P and then underperformed in the playoff. One, I don't think you're allowed to. I think anytime you give yourself a nickname.
He didn't do that. He didn't do that.
He did do
that. You sure you lying on him? You not lying on him?
No, he gave himself the nickname Playoff P.
Come on, man. I didn't know. G from the shop. What?
And you can't give yourself your own nickname. That is exactly the opposite of the premises of how nicknames work.
Yeah, you can't do that. You can't do that. Oh, man. That's crazy. You know, another guy that's out there who's a Trojan is DeMar DeRozan. I like his game. Yeah, what do you feel about him?
I'm a big fan of DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
Now, you know, I don't know where he fits. He doesn't want to be in Chicago. Can't really blame him, given the way that organization has been operating the past couple of years. I just don't know where he fits if he wants money. If you want to take an MLE, you can go to Los Angeles. You can go play with teams that don't have a lot of cap room. But if you want to get paid the way that, like a Tobias Harris got $25 million per year. In 2024. I mean, add him to the list of finesse kings in the NBA right now, because that dude has been average at best over the past 4 years.
Yeah, he disappointed me. I would have lost on him because I thought he was built the right way. I really did. And I cannot believe that it worked out the way it has with him. But he's a Trojan, and I mentioned that. And so he's used to the L.A. tax. He's familiar with it. Somebody's going to have to take less to be with the Hillbillies. But he might.
It feels like we've been tying him to Los Angeles for years. And obviously he's from here there. So, like, I get it. But he's just – the Lakers have now had – the Klay Thompson thing for years, swing and miss. DeMar DeRozan for years, and they have swung and missed every time he has been readily available for them to go and get. It's almost becoming, like, I know you are a proponent. You wave the flag for the purple and gold.
Well, but I said it's over. But I've said that I wouldn't advise this to anybody. I'm on record. They should sell the team. The franchise cannot succeed being run like a country store. It's like a country, what do you call those, supply store. They've missed the window of opportunity to me. They're Ma-Paul, and everybody else has gone corporate.
They should not have given LeBron a no-trade clause.
Well,
that's in his contract. If you want to restore that organization to a level of promise that it was at with Shaq and Kobe, Kobe and Powell, Showtime Lakers that you were a big fan of back in the day,
yeah,
you got to blow this whole situation up. Trade LeBron, trade Anthony Davis, get a butt ton of picks the same way that OKC has done, that New Orleans has done. By the way, OKC, they might win the chip next year. Coming out of the West. Great offseason for them. You can't be the LeBron James Lakers. If you're the LeBron James Lakers, you're in trouble.
OKC, you can't compare this to L.A. It's the Lakers aren't. They can't. It's a whole different thing. 301-230-0980 is the number. Do we have a moment to get Little on before or after the break?
No, we got time to get Little on.
All right, let's go to Little. Little, welcome to Team 980.
Shout out to Denton Day. Hey, man, I was telling Denton Day, man, it's time somebody to check the Curly W, Mom, Davy Johnson, man. I didn't see it happen to this. This ain't just the last two games, Doc and Denton. This has been going on for a couple of years, man. He's so busy trying to prove to people that he make moves as a managerial. But, man, we was winning on talent. Man, this guy, man, going there, I just seen him pull his pitcher, man, a many times when he got the lead. You don't even wait till they get in trouble. At least when you're on your home field, Doc. When you're on your home field, man, you at least try to get by your sit-up man sometime. Go right to your closer. Come on, man. Young boy got 10 strikeouts, man. He ain't losing the game. We up 2-1. Same thing with Gore. He did it with Gore the night before. Gore begging him, man, leave me in the game, man. It's somebody's time. Hey, look, also the hitting coach. What team can go through a whole damn season without laying a bunt to advance the runner, man. Come on, man. That's why I say bring up all the young boys because they're unorthodox now. Bring them up so they can become orthodox players. Bring them up. I don't care about winning now. I mean, hey, the next 10 years, man, it's frustrating, man. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, somebody got to start checking David Johnson, man, pulling these pitches, man. Hey, Doc. I know the big boy, BT, said, I'm going to get off the line. BT, when you got large hands, that's why you can palm a ball with three fingers. And the first thing a real woman, when they shake your hand, they notice you got some hands on you. That's how they judge your manhood, BT. Let me let you go on that. Hey, God bless y'all. Stay up,
right,
man. He said something about that. He said something about my last name, Little. But if you Google James Little, you'll see I was the only one that played in the third annual Turkey Bowl. We lost to Coolidge. But, Doc, I recorded two safeties in that game. We lost to Blue. I played. We lost to Coolidge. The third annual Turkey Bowl game at RFK State. I don't think there's not one caller calling in that played on that field. There you go, BT. Google me, man.
BT, hey, are you talking about Big Tony?
You know what I'm talking
about.
Who
is BT?
Yeah, you know, the BT.
Oh, okay.
BT.
All right.
Yeah, he said something about my last name.
Yeah,
I had
he
to
went
tell
after
I
you.
Let him know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he came at me. Google me, BT.
All right, good deal.
Hey,
all
Doc,
right.
God bless y'all. Stay
Got
up,
you,
man.
It's Turkey Bowl. Yeah, I've been to it. Frank Price, he turned me on to it. It was a great tradition. That was a lot of fun. Denton Day, DOC, here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. And a lot of lists going on. The quarterback list is going to be fun. All of the lists are kind of cool. They really are because you can't go wrong. That's the beauty about a list. The list, I kind of like the time of the year because you can't be wrong. You can have an opinion, what you think, what you like, and not be wrong. So it's going to be a lot of fun. But at the top of the hour, man, a little puck talk. I don't know how much talk it's going to be. I know it's going to be a lot of listening and learning. Because when Tariq Al-Bashir talks, I just listen. And so maybe Denton Day will be chopping some things up because he's a guy that really is versed in all areas of the show on the ice. I just like listening and like learning. when it comes to that. So Denton, get your gear on, get ready to roll. Because when we get back, it's going to be like that. Yeah, one other thing for you too. What was it? Maybe it was that the top 10. Oh, yeah, it was. Not quarterback, but clutch. And I want to get your definition of clutch. Does everybody's clutch mean the same? I think there's some gray in that. And we can smooth that out. Top 10 clutch quarterbacks. And I started that when I got off track with the Goldsboro. Because I don't know how any Cowboy quarterback can ever be in this category. And I'm not trying to be funny. I'm serious. I just don't know how you can ever be in this category. But we'll see. Something tells me, I haven't even looked at it yet, but something tells me that it will. It will house one. But we shall see. Kevin Sheehan Show, Team 980, Doc Walker, and Denton Day, right here on Team 980. It is, I just continually I'm impressed with the app. The Odyssey app, Denton, I know you're all over. You have no other choice. We live on it. But I encourage you, if you're not on it, go check it out, and you will be thrilled. We'll be back top of the hour with more right here on the Kevin Sheehan Show.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.